Elim chapter 27, Mishnah 4, Hamaktsaya Mikulam Tefach al Tefach. If someone trims them to a tefach of a tefach, a piece of cloth, all the pieces of cloth that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, cloth, sackcloth, leather, matting, if he trims them to a size of a tefach by tefach, one hand breadth by one hand breadth, then tama, it is considered impure for midras impurity. And it brings over here the sizes that we said in the previous Mishnah were all where he didn't expressly trim them for sitting on. But if he intentionally trimmed them so that they were used to be sitting on, then they don't need to meet the minimum sizes that we learnt in the previous couple of Mishnahs. They only have to be a tefach by a tefach. Mishulei akupa tefach al tefach. So too, the bottom of a storage basket, if he takes it and he cuts it to be used for sitting on, he cuts it to one tefach by one tefach, tama, it is susceptible to impurity. Mitzidada hakupa, if he cuts it from the side of the storage basket. Rabbi Shimon Mataya, Rabbi Shimon says it's not susceptible to midras impurity, to sitting, because it's unsuitable for sitting on. It was like the rounded side of a basket, so you don't sit on it. V'chachomim omrim, but the rabbis say, hamaktsa tefach al tefach, b'chol makum, anything that he cuts into tefach by tefach is susceptible to tumah, is susceptible to midras impurity.